With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. A checkered flag will once again fly at the South Shore Regional Airport. The South Shore Drag Racers Association has secured a 20-year lease with the Region of Queens to operate the Greenfield Dragway on the site. The contract puts an end to months of uncertainty for the racers. The Region of Queens owns the airport and thought they had a deal with a developer to buy the land last year. When that fell through, the drag racers and the South Shore Flying Club both attempted to buy the airport. The two groups have shared the facility for years, and council decided at their December 13th meeting to retain ownership of the airport and renew leases with both organizations. South Shore Drag Racers Association Vice President Jack Johnson says the group is excited to move forward and focus on racing.
We're happy to have it finally come to an end. We're happy to have a long-term deal, and now we can look forward to carrying on our normal business into the 2023 season, which actually is the 20th season for the NSDRA, so we're pretty happy about that.
Johnson says the drag racers provide a huge boost to the local economy every weekend, as members travel from across the province and as far away as northern New Brunswick to compete.
I would say 80% of our business is done locally in town. And as far as race weekends go, I'm not sure anybody can even put a number on what we bring into the community. I know the two stores in Greenfield, they both bring in extra staff on race weekends. So, I mean, the fuel, the snacks, a handful of the travelers that don't have motor homes, they stay in hotels locally. They eat at the local restaurants. Again, they're buying their gas and fuel sometimes right here in Liverpool. So it has a big effect on the economy in a very positive way.
In addition to the economic spinoffs, Johnson says the association has become knitted into the fabric of the community. They participate in the annual Memorial Car Show, donate to Christmas Daddies each year, provide opportunities for youth to be involved in the sport, and receive the support of local volunteers to put on their events. The region has yet to announce a new lease at the airport for the South Shore Flying Club, but whenever that happens, Johnson says the racers are looking forward to sharing the site again with the Flyers.
Hopefully that relationship can continue on both of our parts. I know we intend to do everything we can to continue to work with them the same as what we did in the past. That was our intentions through the whole thing.
The South Shore Drag Racers Association has announced a 6-event season at the dragway that will begin the weekend of May 26th. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.